Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The base of my message is going to be our text from the book of Hebrews. This is kind of the climax of this book, actually the argument of this author, and I want to cover it here this Sunday. We haven't spent a lot of time in Hebrews at peace while I've been here. Dear friends, having a kingdom but not having a king, does that sound appealing? Having a kingdom but not having a king, I see some people are like, yeah, sign me up. There was a man with the last name of Taylor back in the 1960s that decided to do just that. He wanted a kingdom. He didn't want a king. You may know him. He was the brother of the famous actress Elizabeth Taylor. You may know this story. Mr. Taylor decided to form a kingdom, a community, a commune, on the north shore of Kauai, Hawaii. A whole congregation of people, an assembly of people that consisted of surfers, hippies, Vietnam veterans who had fled the mainland because of the kind of the difficulties happening in the United States and political differences and so forth. Some of you know this time period. They fled to a place that they thought would be a paradise, Kauai, Hawaii. Doesn't that sound great? Sounds fantastic. In a lot of ways it was. It was a kingdom without a king. No king. They gathered together. They were naked. And they lived in tree houses. Now some of you said, I really want to go there. No. Most of you are like, no thank you, I'm not signing up for that. But it is exciting to think about no king in this commune. You didn't need to think about some things. No need to kind of clock in for a 9-to-5 job. No need to think about a mortgage payment each month. No need to think about utility bills that would come each month. You just lived free, and it was fantastic. There was really only one requirement in this little community. You had to like the vegetation that grew on the trees. That's a small sacrifice to pay. Avocados, mangoes, pineapples. That sounds good to me. So when I share with you that this community was built up, a kingdom without a king, you're probably thinking, man, how did that turn out? You might imagine in your own mind, boy, it must have grown through the decades, and it must be a gigantic city today from the 1960s here to 2022. And you might be thinking that those who lived there came out a little more peaceful and tranquil and a little more calm and settled and balanced. Absolutely not. Things didn't turn out well at all. In fact, it was horrible. Those who actually did survive are on record for saying that they barely survived because of all the drug use and the immorality that happened. Isn't that the case? What happens? Having a kingdom without a king, things don't go so well. This morning, I think that's a good entree into kind of the argument that the author of the Hebrews is putting together here in chapter 12. He's writing to a people that were raised Jewish, born in the Jewish tradition, and they could remember, they were nostalgic about their past, about a time in which they had a kingdom, but they didn't have a king. And you see, they were being told around the time of Jesus that a king had arrived, the Messiah, the Mashiach. In Hebrew, Messiah means the anointed one. It can mean the king. In Greek, that word is Christos, which also means anointed one. That means king. In today's vernacular, Messiah, I kind of put it all together. Messiah, Christos, you could say just goat. Does anyone know what goat means? Yeah, Patrick knows. What does it mean, Patrick?
Greatest of all time.
Right, that's the new vernacular. Greatest of all time. These Christians were essentially being told that the king had arrived, Jesus. And many of them were hesitant to follow Jesus, to have a king. They had the Ten Commandments. They had a system that they could follow. They had religious rules and practices that they liked. They knew and they practiced sacrifices better than anyone else on the earth. They knew and they had practiced how to give offerings. They knew and they practiced religious holidays. They were essentially like Taylor Camp on the north shore of Kauai, Hawaii. They had a kingdom without a king. But what the author of the Hebrews is saying, particularly in verses 18 through 21, is this. If you have your bulletin, you take a look at this. He says, he's essentially saying, you know that time that you're nostalgic about? Wasn't all that great.